Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of PYA Crew Spotlight. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'd like to welcome my guest, Kirsten Dutoy. How are you?
Good, thanks, and you?
Great. Well, thank you for coming on board. Let's start with you. Now, where are you from?
I'm from a small country inside of South Africa called Swaziland.
Wow. And so how did yachting become anything in your realm of existence?
So I heard about the yachting industry through friends and family friends. And I just thought one day I'm going to try it out. And that's where I actually found my passion and service and being in this industry. So, yeah.
So there wasn't anything else that you wanted to do when you were a kid growing up?
There was. I actually wanted to be a vet when I was a kid growing up, but I'm very on the creative side. So, yeah, getting into chemistry and bio and all of that was not for me with the studying. And I was like, no, not for me. So, yeah, I mean, I've worked with animals. I've owned a dog parlor. I've been a photographer. I've been a caregiver. So many things, but this is definitely something that I've come back to because I really enjoy it.
So what is it about yachting that sort of fulfills all your dreams and desires and passions?
It's being with the people, being with the guests. I absolutely love service. I love making people happy. So, yeah, meeting up to their standards, and as long as they're happy, I'm happy, and it's just such a passion of mine.
And what is your position on board?
I'm a stewardess, salt steward.
Yeah. And what size boat?
It's a 30 meter. Yeah, so there's only 4 crew. I've never been on this size, but I'm really enjoying it though. The smaller the better for me, because you know, it becomes more family-like, and yeah, it's a lot more work, but I enjoy it.
What is the largest size you've ever been on?
45. Yeah.
And what was the difference for you?
Compared to this one, the workload is definitely more on the smaller boat, because obviously I had a chief stew and a third stew on the 45. Actually, the year before, I was working on a sailing yacht, and that was 60 meter. Sorry, I forgot about that one, but that was a 60 meter. And I was working as chief stew. Absolutely loved it. First time working on a sailing yacht, loved every minute of it. But yeah, like I said, I enjoy the small crew. It's very family-like, you know, it's much better.
What is the difference for you between a motor yacht and a sailboat?
Ooh, that's a very good question. It's basically, if I compare this yacht that I'm working on now to the one that I was working on, the sailing yacht I was working on 2 years ago, the workload is the same, to be honest with you. But if you had to ask me this question when I was working on my boats prior to the sailing yacht, I would have said the workload on the sailing yacht is more. So yeah, there's just so many different things. Even the rules and regulations on the sailing yacht is a lot more hectic, but yeah.
Do you find that there is a difference in the feel on board a sailing yacht than a motor yacht?
Oh yes, a huge difference. I feel on a sailing yacht, you feel so free, especially when you go sailing. So you're not allowed to really work when you're sailing. You're not allowed to really serve because, you know, the boat's going to be tilted to one side. It's such an amazing experience to work on a sailing yacht. I mean, don't get me wrong. I wouldn't say I don't feel free on a motor yacht, but it seems a bit more chilled on a sailing yacht, if that makes sense. Yeah.
What are your sort of goals and ambitions in yachting? What do you want to become? I mean, you're a stew now. Do you want to become a chief stew, perhaps a purser, perhaps a captain?
Yeah, I mean, so I worked as a chief steward on the sailing yacht. I definitely see myself going a bit further and being a chief steward on the motor yacht that I would definitely enjoy. And that would be my highest position where I see myself in, because I really enjoy the service and being with people and cleaning the interior. I like the aircon, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
And let me ask you, for those out there that are considering a career in yachting, what would be the advice that you would give them?
I would definitely say that you need to be happy with the decision that you are making. I advise everyone to do it. If this is an idea that you want to do, do it. When people even ask me, should I go into it? I say go into it, because the first year of my yachting experience wasn't great, but it changed me as a person. I became so open-minded and I felt free as a person because, you know, I got to travel the world. I got to leave home. I got to work on a yacht. So it's such a great experience. And one day you can tell your grandkids or your kids that, no, I worked on a yacht. So yeah, it's really awesome.
And how long term is this for you? Do you see you doing this for, you know, 10, 15, 20 more years? Or is there sort of a date that you've decided you're going to be done?
I haven't really looked into it that much, to be honest with you. At the end of the day, I do see myself having a family of my own and, you know, living in a house. So for now, I'm just taking each day as it comes and carrying on and working myself up and up. And yeah.
Well, Kirsten, I want to say thank you ever so much for joining us. And it's great to hear your story.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we'll have to have you back in, you know, maybe 6 months to a year and see where you're at that stage.
Yeah, definitely. I look forward to that.
Nice. Once again, this has been Kirsten DeToy. She is a stew, not a chief stew, but a stew on this yacht. Well, you're a soul stew. So, yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Soul stew on board a motor yacht. You've been watching another edition of the PYA Crew Spotlight. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again soon.